Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 acid popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies. This is Doug Loves Movies. It's Thursday, September 29th, 2022. This is this month's bonus episode. Wide World of Dougs will be back next week with a new epi. And today, my guests are Kelly McInerney, Matt Bronger, and Tom Takkar. Hello.
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 Let's meet them individually and alphabetically by last name. I didn't mean first name, but I wrote down last name. That was dumb. We switched it up, and we're doing alphabetical by first name, just for the hell of it. So that means we start with Kelly McInerney is back, McInerney. Hello.
Hey, I'm back.
Yeah, this is your first appearance in a Zoom version of the program, but you've been on stage in Los Angeles a couple of times.
Yeah.
And what have you been up to lately? What's going on?
Not much. Still trying to do the comedy thing, seeing movies.
That's perfect. It's like you were made for this show. You're just sitting around just doing comedy and watching movies.
Yeah, it's crazy.
That's exactly what I need in this situation. So this is perfect. Also joining us today, Matt Bronger is here to bring
What's up, dude?
Hey. You're not here, of course. You're out on the road somewhere. Can you say where you're at?
Yeah, I'm in Columbia, Missouri.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I know that place.
Mm-hmm.
Used to have a club. It closed.
Yeah,
I'm so in like assume a... now there's a new spot.
Yeah, it's a music venue that does like, I think every month they have a comedian. It's called the Blue Note.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I've heard of that. Yeah, yeah. That's cool.
It's pretty neat.
I like it. You know, and I'd say plug away, but if it's happening tonight, people aren't going to hear this until tomorrow. So we'll have to push on to plugs that are down the road more, because you got a big thing happening on October 6th.
Yes. Yeah, I got my special coming out on Moment. And it's called Doug.
And it's yeah, I needed to talk to you about this.
Yeah, because... I'm glad we're opening this discussion real quick, because you know it is named after, as you know, a terrible man I met on vacation.
Yeah,
And
yeah,
you know, but I do
sounds like a blind item about me in the first time we met.
I say in the special, it's ironic that his name was Doug because every other Doug I've met has been awesome. You know.
Oh, okay. Well,
yeah.
I'm excited. Now I got a clip to pull from your special.
Yes, sir.
About how awesome I am.
That's right. That's right. I mean,
I don't get name checked in most specials. That lady, what's her name? That did the special. She's done two specials. Named Kat Gadsby. She did Nanette, and then she did Douglas. And I didn't feel seen when I watched that.
No, well, you're not really a Douglas. I do say special. Most Dougs are awesome. They sell you. I say the line is they sell you weed at half price. They smoke it with you. So it's like I'm thinking of you, but I wasn't.
Right.
I've never bought weed from you, but I have smoked weed with you. So
yeah, no, it's a nice association with because I got to get you on. We'll get you on Wide World of Dougs very soon because that's all right. We talk about is names and you know how they affect us, and it's just the name Doug really does. You know, it's a great name for your comedy album because people immediately have an idea that oh, great, he's going to talk about someone named Doug.
Well, yeah,
and it already sets up a weird anticipation.
It's like, so true. And when I say what his name was, and I have a big neon sign behind me that says Doug the whole time, and the whole time people are like, "When are you going to talk about Doug?" And so when I do, and I was like, "Say he was a horrible guy," I saw people's faces fall. Like, wait, not Doug though. Like,
yeah, why Doug?
Dougs are cool. So, yeah,
well, Dougs aren't cool. They're just not. They're usually not like the bad guy. They're just sort of the more like, right. oh, great, here comes Doug. You know,
there's no Bond villain named Doug. Yeah, you're right.
No. But they all own. A lot of them have cats. So, thank you for being here, Matt and
thank
Kelly, and our third guest today, joining us here, there, wherever he is, somewhere on the East Coast, I'm guessing. It's Tom Tokar.
Hey, Doug, how's it going? Thanks for having me. I'm in New York right now, by the way.
I love it. I love that. That's one thing, you know, you got to look for the silver linings, and it's a silver lining in terms of my show that, you know, when we do these Zoom shows, we can get people and comedians that are all over the country
to participate.
We're like recording time travel, basically, because you're 3 hours ahead of me and Kelly and Matt's out there. God knows what time zone he's in.
Unpredictable. By the way, I'm doing my first album in November, and the name of it is Matt Bronger.
Okay.
Really good. Yeah, it's about a really bad experience I had on a podcast with a guy one time.
So specific.
Yeah. It's gonna be another one of those hours where like 45 minutes in they're gonna be like, when is he gonna bring up Matt Bronger? when is he gonna bring it on?
Close by saying thank you, I've been Matt Bronger, and that's the only reference I make.
I mean, you'd make five people smile by doing that, I think, because that is a deeply easy to miss joke to call the special Matt Bronger and only say his name after good night.
He's such a mistake.
Oh no, Tom, what have you done? You with your name changes and name usages, it's you're confusing but hilarious comedian to follow. And you have a podcast called Stand By Your Band that you co-host.
Yes.
With another lovely gentleman who's also a Tom.
Mm-hmm. Tommy Mac.
And the premise of the show, have either Matt or Kelly ever been a guest on your show?
Mm-hmm.
Matt came on and defended. It was more of an appreciation episode. One of my favorite episodes, honestly. We talked about Jim Croce.
That was fun.
It was a great time.
He didn't have to be embarrassed to defend Jim Croce, because that's, you know, you just come in and everybody goes, yeah, Jim Croce.
Right. But it was one that I think people weren't thinking a lot about Jim Croce. So it was fun to highlight the catalog of Jim Croce and give it the respect it deserved. A lot of people aren't listening to Operator or Time in a Bottle. well, with their spare time.
It's so schmaltzy. It's like for my parents' generation, so much of it is just like, Jesus Christ, sad drunk guy.
Is he just one guy? Jim Croce? Oh, cool.
Well, he was one guy. He died tragically. But
and you know, he had that one song that was, you know, kind of a novelty song that really caught on, that you don't mess around with Jim.
Right.
You know, which included advice like, you know, you don't pull on Superman's cape and you don't spit in the wind. But I think, wow, those are wildly, you're going to get wildly different results between tugging on Superman's cape and spitting into the wind.
Sure.
Like, for instance, spitting into the wind, you know exactly what's going to happen. When you tug on Superman's cape, a million things could happen.
Here's the
it
thing.
Depends if you're a little kid, that'll be cute, you know.
Yeah. Also, it's like, I don't think Superman, like, let's say you tug on Superman's cape, he's supposed to be like a good guy. It'd be fucked up if he just turned around and beat the shit out of
Superman turns fast. If Superman brushes up against you, it probably really hurts.
Your skin would come off. Yeah,
he doesn't hold back.
His buns are made of steel, let alone the rest of them.
Yes, that's a good mental image, Kelly, and I appreciate that.
Hey, you're welcome.
Yeah, we Jim had a Kelly thing on, with talking about ways you can get your butt kicked. I think he would spend a lot of time in, but he had that song Bad Bad Leroy Brown. Mm-hmm. And so I think he just saw a lot of people get into scraps while he sat there with his beers, like at the bar, writing a song. Mm-hmm. I think that was his whole.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Because I grew up in San Diego, so I was always heard about, you know, there's a bar, I may have even gone there once or twice, but not often, called Croce's. It's like started by
his wife runs it.
Is it true? I gotta get over there.
I don't know if it's I think it might not be a thing anymore.
Oh damn, yeah,
well, because you know what happened is they tugged on Superman's cape.
Sure.
His plane crashed.
Too
I
hard.
Really went dark there. That is actually how he died. I shouldn't have said that.
So, I mean, accurate, dark, yeah.
Did Superman make
tomato?
That's true. He might have, right before the flight, he did tug on Superman's cape. And he didn't know Superman. You see a cape, you're going to want to tug.
And Superman could, like, pick up planes, so he could have been the one that did the crash. He was probably angry.
That's true.
Jim had one too many airport Cuddy Sarks before he left, and he saw Superman.
Now that I think about it, he might have been flying on Superman, because people are like, is that a bird?
Superman had too many Cuddy Sarks, and he crashed.
I'm thinking Henry Cavill's Dark Superman, hears that fucking song, and he spins around the earth and turns back time and takes that plane, and you know the rest. That's what happened. Time traveling Superman killed Jim Croce.
That's right.
That's why I'm a Spider-Man girl, you know. Superman's too mean.
Yeah, it's true.
Spider-Man, if he goes around the earth really fast, he'll just give us nice warm, like we'll be like a big ball of twine.
Yeah.
You know, he won't turn back time. Wow. I didn't mean to get so deep into the woods on that, but very quickly, Kelly.
At least we are original on this show. I don't think anybody else is doing this.
Kelly, do you have a band that you would gladly defend, that people might think needs defending if you went on Stand By Your Band?
Yeah, Hanson.
Amazing. Let's do it next week. Please. That's a great call.
Yeah. Good one.
Yeah.
Hanson.
If somebody wants to do the same band as been done on the show before, is that okay? Because it's like a different person's take on defending that band.
It depends. Like, if there's enough meat on the bone, I think then that's fine. I think Hanson is definitely one that could be done twice. I think we've done, like, we did Maroon 5, I think, once. I think we could do that again if we haven't already. Third Eye Blind, we've done a couple times. Coldplay, we've done a couple times. The ones where there's a lot of hate for them, and there's a lot of albums that we can talk about, and maybe we don't cover it all in an hour, but we try to keep it to where especially if it's been done recently, we try to stay away from it. We've been doing the podcast for like almost 6 years now, so I don't really care if we talk about one that we talked about. I also just don't really care at all anymore. If we talk, we'll find a way to get to make it interesting. We end up talking about the band for about 15 minutes these days. Most of it's me accusing Tommy of being like attracted to horses and stuff. It's nonsense now, but it's fun.
A lot of sidebars.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, a lot of diversions. Yeah.
Kind of like when you talk about Superman killing Jim Croce for the first 10 minutes of a podcast.
I mean, you know, the listeners will be surprised. They'll have a little trouble adjusting to it, but I'm going to talk about that for the opening of every show from now on. Because it doesn't get spoken of often enough, and there's so many conspiracy theories out there these days. I think it'll really catch on. Mm-hmm. Before we play the games today, though, let's take a stroll through Recommendation Nation. That's where I ask my guests to each recommend a movie, and of late I've been theming it. Instead of just saying recommend any movie, I narrow it down a little bit, and since October is just upon us, days away, I'm going to spend the whole month asking people to recommend horror movies. That's just a given, you know.
Woo!
But for now, Kelly, you got to settle down because
I got a good one.
I see. That's. I mean, you could maybe just tell us anyway, just out of curiosity. But or you know, if you win today, you'll be back sometime in October anyway. But we'll see about all of this. My point is just that since September is wrapping up and we're going into, people are going to be recommending the most horrific movies. I'm sure one just came to your mind, Kelly.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'd like to do for this final September edition of Recommendation Nation is ask each of you to recommend a wholesome family movie, like you can watch with your whole family kind of shit.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't have, I mean, a lot of times family movies are more fucked up, you know, mentally than, you know, than watching like Starship Troopers. But, although that's got some weird shit in it too. Let's start with Kelly. Did a wholesome movie pop into your head?
Kind of. Can I say like the new first Star Wars? Is that family-ish? Because I just, she enjoyed it. And I mean, it's a little dark for sure, you know, but it's a fun one. And BB-8's very light and nice and...
Okay, so we're talking about Force Awakens.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. I think that's a lovely choice.
Mm-hmm.
That's
pretty fun.
That's probably top five Star Wars movies for me. I mean, you know, I've talked about this many times and some people can talk about it forever, but, you know, Star Wars, for me now, I'm just starting to lose my grip on it. Like, I don't feel like I'm going to see all Star Wars things because they're making so much Star Wars stuff, but I hear this Andor is terrific, and we'll be right back after these words from Disney. No, I hear it's
yeah, I gotta give it a shot.
I don't Star Wars series. I'm biased because my cousin writes on it, but it's really good. It's like I watch it and I don't think of Star Wars.
Okay, you know what I mean? You got me, man. Because I don't like. I tried with the Mandalorian and.
Obi-Wan.
Yeah, Obi-Wan. I tried with that because, man, I listened to a podcast Ewan McGregor was on, and I'm like, he seems like a nice guy. Let's give this a shot. Fell asleep.
I heard it's terrible.
Yeah.
I heard it's flat out
Obi-Wandering,
bad.
They should have called it. yeah, I don't know how much walking he does, but he didn't grab me. But that's what's happening with all these things. It's like, I used to think that I just watch every Marvel thing, but now I just don't have the time because they just come out with a new series every other month, you know, and it's too much. But I do still like some of it. Everyone's really talking up She-Hulk. So I think
She-Hulk slaps. It's real good.
I thought I'd only heard people making fun of it, but maybe I'm in the wrong part of Twitter.
Maybe you're just on like incel Twitter, Tom.
No.
Yeah, you're all your buds are just talking about how there shouldn't be twerking in a Marvel property, in a Marvel thing. But I think the more twerking, the better.
These were women who were shitting on it. Well, hey, I'm just saying.
Can I tell you what horror movie, though?
Hang on a second, Kelly. Women already don't like the fact that it has to be called She-Hulk. He's not called He-Hulk.
That's true.
They talk about that in the show. They mention
perfect.
It's very like on the nose. Like they're like, we know what you think, and we're gonna talk about it.
Yeah, I love it. And they knew I wanted some twerking, and I finally got it.
Yeah,
Matt. Oh, okay, Kelly. So give us a horror movie recommendation a few days early.
Yeah, it's Barbarian. Have you guys seen it yet?
Oh,
Matt,
yeah.
Craiger from Whitest Kids wrote that.
Yeah.
Really?
I texted him. I was like, dude, amazing. Because like I've heard, go on, Kelly, but I've just heard it's incredible. I haven't seen it.
Yeah, it's, and you could tell kind of that it's from a comedian kind of, because the way you could write stakes, it's similar, you know, with horror and comedy, you're just making them mm-hmm. laugh or scaring them. But yeah, it's so funny. A lot of twists and turns, and like Justin Long's in it and he's really good, just funny. And then like, it's a satisfying ending. I don't want to give anything away. The trailer's fun because you watch the trailer and think one thing, and then you watch the movie and it's something like so much better.
Oh, that's good to know. Yeah. I mean, I'm a big scaredy cat, and I watched that trailer because I was staying next to an AMC, and I was like, maybe I'll go see a little Barbarian. I watched that trailer and I said, too spooky. And,
oh yeah, you're gonna hate it. You're gonna absolutely hate it. Do you ever go into like the haunted mazes that that they put up in October, that where you walk around and people jump out at you?
Oh yeah, I live in those things.
Oh, I get it. That's you don't pay rent in October. Is that what
you're New York City, yeah. It's amazing.
I become part of it.
So yeah. Bad.
Yeah, I get all my steps in my costume. In haunted
you really like those things?
Oh yeah, I used to be in one of those.
But you don't like scary movies? I don't get it. You don't like violent movies.
Yeah, it's the gore porn stuff I'm not really into. It's just,
right, the torture.
Like, I loved Get Out. I love that's why I almost went to Barbarian. My friend was like, no, you're gonna really like it. But like Midsommar, which is not, I guess, as much gore, but it just ruined like a week of my life. I had nightmares about it forever.
Oh yeah, it like
it's
it
better than Midsommar, I promise. Like
really,
it's well, yeah, because yeah, it's more keyed into just being fun. It's Midsommar mm-hmm. is yeah. trying to ruin your life.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
But this Barbarian is fun, and horror movie fans are just going absolutely crazy for it. And you know, it's got an amazing Rotten Tomatoes score. And this is a great tease, because coming up very soon on this show is going to be I'm going to have somebody from the movie on the program. Yeah. So, but okay. So great job, Kelly. You gave us Wholesome. You gave us very scary.
Yeah. Doing my best. Yeah. Cover all bases, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. It's just Barbarian's just one of those movies where, like, you know, people start off down a hallway and everybody knows that that's the last thing that person should do. Okay. Yeah. So Matt, what do you say for a Wholesome, like, you must be watching the kiddie movies. Yes. with your own
yep.
offspring.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's two, so I've seen a lot.
Oh God.
I will say honorable mention Sing 2, because Eric Andre is very funny in it. It's like one of those movies you can sit through and you're like, this is actually funny for adults. Like that's how I kind of judge these, if you can actually be like, the kid loves it, but also adults. That's pretty rare. Either she loves it and I'm like, this is garbage, or like I'm like, this is hilarious, and she's just in the next room.
What's an example of one that where she loves it and you think it just stinks?
Anything Baby Shark or Cocomelon. Like Cocomelon,
right? Those are like those are like shorter form things, though.
Right, but they have like movie length ones that found, and yeah, oh god, man, it's so bad. It's so bad.
Yeah, that stuff's brutal. But most produced for theaters, animation. I find those movies, they may not always be like for me,
right?
Or even necessarily appeal to me. Like just the animation itself, the style, I may not be that into. But you know, it's just kind of remarkable how much more consistent they are than other kinds of movies. And I think it's just because they're every step of the way, they have to be scrutinized so much more that everybody really gets their, you know, their ducks in a row, if you will.
Yeah. And like, yeah, they these days, most of them have something you'll enjoy. I think I'll just say my all-time everyone will enjoy it thing would probably be Toy Story 3 because it's basically a gang boss movie. Like Ned Beatty plays Lotso Hugs, mm-hmm. who like through loneliness became this like mob boss. Like he controls the entire, like it's almost like Thunderdome, like Tina Turner and Thunderdome, like just controls the entire landscape and puts you either where you're going to get torn apart by the vicious young kids or played with nicely where he lives. It's like good and bad neighborhoods. And so it's dark and kind of deep, super funny. It has like a moment near the end that's like kind of gives you an idea of mortality, which is amazing. So, and my kid loves it. Yeah. So that's my pick for all around like wholesome.
That's interesting. I remember watching that in theaters, and at the very end, that scene where they face death, I remember being like, is this movie for kids?
Like, yeah, it's like crazy. They're all holding hands, headed toward the furnace, and it's like, what?
When they grip hands, it's like, one of the most powerful moments I've ever seen in a movie.
Yeah, but because Kelly did, I will also throw in my scary pick that I saw last night.
Yes.
I saw Pearl, and I hadn't seen it yet, and it's the prequel to X, and I do not like prequels, and it blew me away, and it's fantastic, and it's like
better than X, or just like more.
I gotta say, I liked X better, but I wasn't ready for X. My expectations were pretty high for Pearl. I would say you put them side by side; they're about equal in terms of good movies, though, because Pearl you don't really see coming. I'm like, what's gonna happen with this person? You know.
And I wasn't a fan because I felt I knew what was coming. We knew she was going to use that axe in that trailer, you know?
Yeah,
and
true. But I was
X
like,
was
when...
so cool. I don't
yeah,
know.
No, X is still my fave of the two. But I mean, Ty West is so incredible, and Mia Goth is just unreal.
She is so good. Yeah, you're right.
But there's a monologue that goes on for like 10 minutes where you're watching. You're like, this is one take. How did you memorize this? And this is like Hamlet length, and B, like so many different shades of emotion she's going through. I was like, Jesus, I hope this just took one take. Cause go see Pearl. I loved it.
Yeah, that she's intense. She's that Mia, though. That last name Goth is pretty, pretty accurate. Tom.
So, I feel like people have you. I'm sure you guys talked about this to death when it came out, but it's my favorite movie I've seen maybe in the last 10 years. Is Everything Everywhere All at Once?
Back up.
Yes.
This is a movie for the whole family?
I thought so. Did you not?
Did you? So your threshold for violence must be insane because it's really violent.
I guess I forgot. I think of that violence as really silly.
It is silly, but it's people breaking their fucking necks. Like,
I guess that's, you know,
really
I don't
violent.
Have a kid yet, so maybe that's part of it.
But it's Data grown up, and of course he's going to break necks, you know? Like, he was good at booby traps. Now he's a badass. Yeah.
Yeah, he really.
I guess whole family, I was thinking of, like, me going and spending like a Christmas with my mom and my like
family. And also you just cannot get this movie out of your head.
It's so good. I love it so much. But if I'm not saying if we're going true fun for
I'm
the
talking
whole
about
family,
like G rated, like that'd be movie's an R for sure.
In that case, I'm gonna go with Coco, which was I thought one of the best Pixar movies of the last.
That movie made
I've
me
ever,
cry on a plane, like openly. Like
it's my last favorite one that they've done. I really loved it.
You finished
the
assignment.
Not fully appropriate. I was gonna say the Thin Man series. We just started watching, and they're really fun.
Yeah, but you know what? They weren't really played by an actual thin guy, and it's a lot of thin shaming going on in that movie.
Where's the she thin man?
Okay, so my pick, because I like to throw one in there, is did you have a horror movie you want to mention, Tom?
I was gonna say Halloween Town is right up my alley. It's for kids. That's actually a pretty good combo of the two categories here is a family friendly scary movie.
Oh, okay.
Because it's like a Disney Channel original movie, but it's fun.
All right. You know, it's got some stuff in it that I guess little kids would, you know, not know what's happening, you mm-hmm. know, because it might be a little confusing. But for me, a movie that I just have always loved since I was a kid, and that I just think even kids might get into it, is called What's Up, Doc?
Oh, I don't know.
With Barbara Streisand and Ryan O'Neal.
Great flick.
Yes.
Yeah. And it's, and you know, it was rated at G at the time, even though there's like one scene where a man is like pushing a woman to the ground and a few other moments that are just, you know, in today's climate are a little rough, but sure. But such a fun movie with misplaced bags and a lot of it pays homage to all the you know, pie fights and chase scenes and, you know, every possible kind of wacky set piece from the older screwball comedies.
Mm-hmm. Fun.
Yeah, if you've never seen it, check it out. And what a dazzling array of choices we gave you of movies to watch with the family before October kicks in. And because, like, probably around Halloween, your daughter, Matt, a couple of years from now, when she's too young, she's going to see something she shouldn't see when she's too young, because you like horror too much to keep it from her.
Yeah, it's going to probably happen in that way. And I'm careful. The one guardrail in place is that my wife does not like horror. So
That's a good guardrail, man.
That helps.
If I have one, just because I think this is what ruined horror movies for me as a kid, is like I had a 1-2 punch of seeing It, the old one, and then seeing Chucky, the first Child's Play.
Oh my God, Tom, I'm the same. Those are the ones that freaked me out when
because
I was
that's like stuff that's for kids, clowns and dolls.
Yeah.
And then seeing that shit, I was like, this stuff is very real to me right now. Like there is I have to be around dolls a lot because my like sister and cousin or whatever, they had dolls around. I'm like, this thing could blow at any moment, you know?
Yeah, I had my mom move. She bought this doll named Kelly Marie, I guess, because that's my middle name. She's like, it's hard to find. And I was like, can you move this out of my room? Come to life.
Yeah, I mean, I could see it trying to take your place. It's already got the same name as you.
Yeah, right. No, thank you.
Well, thank you for the recommendations. And we're going to go to our first commercial break. We'll be right back.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
We are back, and you know the expression, loose lips sink ships?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad someone responded. Well, you're also polite. This game is called Loose Feet Sink Fleet.
Okay.
I'll say a fact, either fun or otherwise, and you have to tell me if it applies to the OG original Kevin Bacon Footloose or the Footloose remake. Too Loose, I think they should have called it. Or neither.
Nice.
So these are, you have to be a super fan of one or both of these movies, I think, for these to be easy questions, but you have three choices. I'll tell the first one, the first fun fact to Kelly, and she gets to guess first. And then if she doesn't get right out of the three options, Matt gets it narrowed down to two. If Matt misses, Tom just gets that gimme point because he'll know the answer.
Love it.
But every time someone gets one right, the next person gets to go first in the next round. First person with 2 points wins. You only got to get two right to win. You ready, Kelly?
Sure.
Footloose, Too Loose, or neither was nominated for 2 Academy Awards.
Oh man, I feel like this is a trick. I'm gonna say Too Loose because the music.
You're saying the second Footloose, the reboot, if you will.
Yeah.
Of Footloose. That is incorrect.
Oh man. Damn. So it wasn't a trick.
Matt.
Well, we'll see.
Matt, do you think that OG Footloose got 2 Academy Award nominations or neither version of that movie got?
You know, it's probably neither, but I think I'm going to go original because I remember being a little kid in church and my dad leaning over me and just out of nowhere going, I think I'm going to get that Footloose soundtrack. And me going, yes. I was so psyched. So I'm for the music, I'm going to say the original got nominated. Some kind of musical, something.
That is correct.
Oh, damn it.
Oh, man.
Soundtrack, your two of the original songs, Footloose and probably Let's Hear It for the Boy, were nominated for Best Original Song. Didn't manage to squeak in anywhere else, even though the great John Lithgow is very fiery in a supporting role, and Diane Wiest is very motherly in a supporting role, but they fortunately, you know, they got their awards elsewhere. So that means that Matt is on the board, and Tom, you get to go first on this next one. I know I heard your disappointment, Tom, when Matt figured that one out.
Really was hoping it was going to be the other, but you know.
Let's see what you can do with this. The lead lady character, the young lady character in both of the Footloose films is named Ariel. But the question is, Ariel is played by an actress named Laura in Footloose, Too Loose, or neither?
Oh, shit. I should know this. I don't think it's... I feel like if I heard the name of the actress from the first one, I would know it. And I don't think that's it. So I'm going to say Too Loose.
You're going Too Loose.
Mm-hmm. Oh, damn it. I'm an idiot.
Yeah, it comes back around to you, Kelly. You got two choices.
I'm not going to be fooled again. I'm hoping. I don't know. I can't think of a Laura person. I mean, aside from Linny, but somebody
could have been Laura Linney in the first Footloose.
I feel like I'd know that. I'm going to say neither.
That is correct.
Yeah. Fuck.
You figured it out. Too Loose was Julianne Hough played the role of Ariel. And in the original Footloose, it was Laurie Singer.
Close.
Oh yeah, I mean, if somebody might have remembered Laurie Singer, I might have thrown him off that Laura was so close.
What twisted games you
nobody played. I have there's twists nobody even notices because they're not even thinking that hard about it. All right, so Kelly got the point that time, so we're back to Matt.
Yep.
First one, second one, or neither. The last line of the movie is everybody boogie.
You know what? I've only seen the first one. I don't remember that line in the first one. So I'm going to go neither.
You're going neither based on very little information.
Yes.
Based on half seeing one and not remembering the other. That is correct. You did it, Matt.
Yes.
Congratulations. You won this. You won Loose Lips Sink Ships. I mean, Loose Feet Sink Fleet. The final tie-breaking question was going to be, opening title sequence consists solely of close-ups of dancing feet.
Oh, is that the, that's, I feel like that's the first one.
Yeah, right?
That is the first one, but did they do that again in the sequel?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, they did.
My guess is no.
Oh.
That was for you, Kelly. Here's one for you. Here's one for you, Tom.
Hey. I got
and here's another one for you, Matt, just for fun. All right. So, Matt, though, you did win that game. And, in the second Footloose, they decided to show feet up close dancing, but cut back to wide shots of a whole group of kids, like outdoors, like a backyard party, like immediately establishing the lawlessness of these kids. That they go out to like some barn and dance. I didn't watch all of it, but they probably got in trouble right away after the title sequence ended. Of course, you got to wait for the title sequence to end.
Right.
Before action starts. Sometimes movies are just like, you know, total story going on under the credits. You just never know what way it's going to go. Although the big favorite these days seems to be just the title card at some point in the first few minutes. And that's, you know, no other mention of any credits until the end.
Yeah. Great they don't story, want to distract Doug. You.
Well, it's just more like, we got to get them into this movie. They're in a multiplex. They do not have to stay in their seat.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And go watch something else for free. We got to take another break for our last and final game of the day. Oh, this is timing out beautifully. We'll be right back.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
We are back and we've got one more game to play. And, you know, Matt Bronger, he has to run out and he's got comedy to do. If you're in Columbia right now, you missed it.
Yep.
I think that gives us a hint to that time zone over there.
Well, it's actually like a sound check where the sound guy has to come in early and like, hey, can you? And he asked me like yesterday. I was like, sure. And then I looked at my schedule and I was like, back. So I hope that's cool. Thanks, guys.
Oh, no, it's no problem at all. I mean, but also it's always this sound check for stand-up comedy is hilarious because
it's so funny.
Yeah.
But then sometimes you don't do it and you're like, man, I wish that there had been a sound check in here.
Yeah, absolutely. You're right.
I think Doug is good at just introducing weird non-stand-up things into his stand-up, like a weird instrument, just occasionally finding a thing. Doug, I would suggest, just to pitch, just two cymbals. Like the guy who just crashes two cymbals together in the symphony, just hold those out while you're at a stand-up mic during your set. And make people guess when you're going to bash them together. That would be sound check worthy if a comic did that. So just yeah. For you, Doug.
Yeah, no, it's true. Like you got it. If you're going to have to go to sound check, you might as well be checking something, you know, like obviously impressionists tend to want, like Michael Winslow likes a good sound check. Cause like, you know, a lot of times if it's an expensive microphone, if you cup it to make like, you know, noises, you know, sound effects with your mouth, it'll like feedback on you, you know, like they're too sensitive. I could talk about microphones all day, but we're going to play a game. We're going to play a game that's based on an old game on the show, but with a new twist. And the game is called IMDb.
Oh, hell yeah. I love this game.
Because I am DB. A joke that some people say never gets old, but I say it was born old. It's the Benjamin Button of jokes. I'll name a thespian. And then each of you get four guesses trying to name movies or TV shows that are in that actor's top four, or as IMDb says, known for. They list four movies for most famous actors. And so basically you just have to think of what are the most popular movies these people have been in, and you get 1 point for each one you get right. And we rotate who gets to go first. Since he won the first game, Matt gets to go first in this first round, and he also gets to go first if it ends in a tie, which is could be crucial. What was the order last time? Okay, so then we'll go to Kelly, and then we'll go to Tom. We reverse the order. Like I said, you'll each get four guesses, but Kelly gets to guess four titles first, and then Matt gets to try to pick up points with the you know, any leftover titles in her wake. Make sense?
Wait, is this Matt for the tie? First,
right? Say what?
Is this for the tie at the end where he picks the titles, or right now?
Right now.
So Matt's starting or Kelly's starting?
Matt's starting, then we go to Kelly, and then we go to you.
Gotcha. And it's we name four movies.
Yeah. When it's your turn, you get four guesses, but there may be anywhere from zero to four titles still available.
Right.
And you tell us after each person how many titles are in the four?
Yeah, I'll tell you. As you know, you say four, and then I'll tell you how many, which ones you got right.
Cool.
Kelly.
Matt
is first. Kelly, I wanted you to know that Matt is first. Okay, cool. Matt. Tom as well. Matt is first. Okay, this is for Matt. Give me four. And of course, if you ever don't know four on somebody, that, you know, of course, you don't have to say four, but it's, you know, it's to your advantage to say as many as you can. Okay. Zoe Saldana.
Oh. Okay, so I'm going to say, let's say it's, is she, okay, let me get my head around who that is. Yeah. Oh man, I'm so bad, but I think I hope I'm right about who this is. I'm going to go, Guardians of the Galaxy. I'm going to go, What is that movie? Mission Impossible 2. Oh God, what was the second Guardians of the Galaxy movie called? Damn it. I'm just going to say, I don't think it's called this, but I'm just going to say Guardians of the Galaxy 2. And, oh God, she's been in so many things. And I'm it's not this, but I'm going to go with The Losers, because that's a fun movie.
Yeah, didn't crack the top four on Forge.
I know it didn't, but that's just, that's me betting with my heart, like everyone in Vegas says you never do.
Right. But you pulled one out of there, Guardians of the Galaxy.
Cool. Okay.
Yeah, that was correct. And so you got 1 point. You're on the board.
Okay, sweet.
Kelly, you get four guesses. Try to get 3 points.
So we have to say the entire title. We can't say Guardians 2. We got to be...
Correct. Full and correct titles.
Oh, man.
I would kind of love it if you just let Kelly do that. Like, not me, but her, for no reason.
Yeah, no, because I figured Guardians 2 is on it. But I don't know what it is. I don't know what the name is. I'll just say I'll say Guardians of the Galaxy.
No, we've already established.
Yeah, I don't know if we have to list four. Oh, so I just list four.
You get four other ones, yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm going to say Avengers Endgame. I don't know what else she's in. Center Stage. and, Avengers Infinity War? Is she in that too? I'm just going the superhero easy route because I don't know what else. And Guardians of the Galaxy 2, what's my guess for the title? It's something about music, right? Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2? Maybe.
All right, so Kelly, you're on the board. You got one right.
Cool.
Yeah, so you got 1 point, and that, of course, was Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2.
Wait, can you, Kelly, which Avengers did you say?
I said Endgame.
Okay.
It's a memory game. She also said Infinity War. Okay. And I think Center she stage. Said Spider-Man No Way Home.
No, I didn't say No Way Home.
And Center Stage. Right. And Chorus Line. Okay. Yeah, so that there's 2 points left, Tom. You could leap into the lead if you could think of two other most known for Zoe Saldana films.
So this is, so I'm going to say Avatar.
Oh, damn
right
it.
Out of
that's
the gate.
Shit. Wow.
Why did
and now is where I start.
No, because I'm wondering, that was Blue Zoe. That was
is there,
yeah.
Is there any.
He had an entirely blue cast. He would have been long since canceled. If actually, blue people. Like, come on.
It was they were on their in their Eiffel 95 bag. I am curious, and you can if I am not allowed to ask this, you can tell me to go fuck myself. But is it possible? Is there movies that aren't out on this list?
No.
Okay. Because Avatar 2 is coming,
right? Case, it, just... You know, it might pop up on the on her list like around the time it opens, mm-hmm. but usually it takes a while.
Gotcha. Okay, in that case, I'll just say Avengers: Age of Ultron.
All right. Well, the Avengers tree did not yield any results. It was the wrong one to bark up.
Sure,
but
bummer.
If you're talking move, it's kind of wild that she's kind of a different color in each of these movies because she, of course, was in the reboot of Star Trek.
Oh my God, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So like Avatar, Guardians, and Star Trek, she's three different colors. She's a one woman diversity squad.
Well, and she caught hell for doing that Nina Simone biopic where they widened her nose and darkened her skin.
Yikes.
That was like, I'm sure that's the bottom of the list because I don't even know they did.
I haven't even, release. I didn't even know that existed.
Yeah, I only know about it because of the controversy. Because like a lot of people of color were like, this is bullshit. You should have hired a darker skinned actor for it. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah. But, well, that really, I guess that really shut it down. Cause yeah, it's not a movie I don't think I've heard much about, but.
Yet those people were silent when The Thin Man came out.
Right,
by a less than thin man.
I don't. What was the? Was it a very large woman? I didn't catch what that was.
No, the thin man. What? Oh, was that like wink, wink? It was like a big guy was called the thin man.
I think that's is that just like a name for a detective or something? I can't remember why.
No, but I thought the thin man in the books was skinny.
Like, oh yeah, yeah. Nora Charles was the thin man. That was like a couple played by David Niven in the movie movies, and he was thin. Yes, yeah, so they called him a thin man because he was a thin man. But you know how sometimes they call sometimes people's nickname is the opposite of what their size is. So
right,
yeah.
Oftentimes, so it's confusing, especially when you haven't met the person. It's confusing, but anyway, Avatar is back in theaters and making a shit ton more money. So I guess people are excited about more Avatar. And Guardians 3 is coming up, I guess, next year sometime. Kelly gets to go first in the second round. It's Matt's got 1 point, she's got 1 point, and Tom Takar is here, everybody.
Did I not get one for Avatar? Was that not on there?
You know what? I apologize. We have a three-way tie
going into
round two. You have to pay attention to every aspect of this game, unfortunately.
Such as the scoring of 1 point.
I can't be expected to keep, 1 point. And I'm like, I can't even. I already wrote down points for two other people. What do you want from me? All right, here we go, Kelly. The films of Sigourney Weaver.
Okay. Ghostbusters, Alien, Ghostbusters 2, I don't. Oh, Avatar. Was it gonna get fooled again? I told you guys. Yeah.
Now, the best known for on somebody's IMDb page is either set up by an algorithm of popularity based on, like, you know, the search engine on the site, or if someone has IMDb Pro and knows what they're doing, they can go in there and select their own best known for. Oh. Yeah, so you never know if it's the actor, their representatives, or just the algorithm that decides these things. But bottom line is, tends to be their things they're most known for. So Kelly managed to take down two more points. She's got 3 points. Two titles remain in Sigourney Weaver's top four. And Tom, you're up.
Which ones were?
Avatar and Alien are in there. They did not.
No,
she or somebody disrespected the Ghostbusters.
Wow. Okay. Well, then that changes one of my answers.
Said both of them. What'd you have? The Lady Ghostbusters?
Well, there's the Afterlife or whatever. I wasn't sure. I haven't seen it. I just was naming Ghostbusters because I don't know her stuff though. But I'm gonna say Galaxy Quest.
Great movie.
Good one.
I love it's a great movie. Aliens.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know enough of these, so I'm gonna say Alien 3, and then I'm out.
Alien with a little 3, like it's a math thing, but doesn't make any sense. Fincher likes that. He puts that 7 in the middle of the word 7 instead of a V. I don't know how to break this to you, Tom, so I'm just gonna tell you straight. 0 points.
Damn it.
Oh, that's wild.
Great guesses, though. Great guesses. Matt, can you think of anything left over?
Yeah, Dave, the movie Dave with Kevin Kline. I know that was a big hit,
and she was. What else you got?
First lady. Voting with my heart, like an idiot. love that movie. And of course, the SNL sketch with Phil Hartman. where Dana Carvey says he's been writing an album but hasn't written shit and sings Chopping Broccoli. To me, the influence
classic
of that comedically was as good as any movie.
All right, fair enough. So Kelly remains in the lead, and the remaining films were in the number one slot, believe it or not, Alien Resurrection.
Fuck. What?
What?
Yeah. And then Alien, Avatar, and finally, Gorillas in the Mist.
What is that?
That's where she played Gorilla Research Lady Diane Fossey. And I believe she was nominated for Best Actress in that, Best Supporting Actress in Working Girl, and I think she won in the same year, which happens very rarely, and she won for Supporting Actress, I think, or she won for Best Actress for Gorillas in the Mist. Maybe that was the year Jessica Lange won for Tootsies for support? I don't know. One more round. Kelly's in the lead with 3. Matt's got 1. Tom's got 1. We got to get going. Tom, you get to start us off this time.
All right.
And the films of Michelle Rodriguez.
Ooh, that is fucking tough, man. God damn it. I think she was in The Heights. No, she's not. But she was. She's like the sister in Fast and Furious. So I'm just going to go down the line, I guess, of Fast and Furious movies, because that's the only thing I can think of.
All right, what do you got?
All right, I'm going to say F9, because that was the most recent one, I think. And then I'm just going to go old school and say Fast and Furious. She wasn't in some of them, right? Did she go?
Wait, what was that one?
Oh, fuck. All right, God damn it. I forgot they're like this. All right, F9, I'm sure of. And then I'm going to say, I'll just... Fast and the Furious. And then I'm going to say Too Fast, Too Furious. And then I believe it's Fast 7 is one of them. I can't remember. But that's what I'm going to answer.
That's your four guesses. Mm-hmm. You got one right.
All right.
And that was the Fast and the Furious. Well done.
Yeah.
This is an exciting finish here because
because
Kelly still got this, but you know, Matt still over. She still got to contend with Matt. So Matt, what do you think?
Jesus. God damn it. I don't know why I keep thinking of these random. I know this was her debut, was if I'm not mistaken, a movie called Girl Fight. It's about boxing.
Mm-hmm.
And so maybe that's there because I know it was kind of like a festival sensation. I'd also like to just add whatever, and I know this is totally legal and acceptable in your game, whatever Fast and the Furious ones Tom didn't say. I'd like to throw those in there.
Oh, if only it were that easy, man.
I know. I can only think of the one I don't think she was in, which was Tokyo Drift, so I'm not going to say that.
That one popped right at the front of my head.
Of course, it's got the best name of any movie.
You don't have any other Fast and Furious movies? Like, just try saying some words and numbers.
I still forgot them.
Yeah. Fast Five?
That's one, yes.
Okay.
So we got Girl Fight, Fast Five.
Fast Five. fuck it. Blue Crush.
I missed one.
Blue Crush.
Blue Crush. Lesbian classic. Almost every lesbian friend I've ever had is like, Blue Crush is the best.
One more.
And come on, come on, come on, come on, come on.
I love the sequel to Come On, Come On. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on.
It's the third one, actually. No, I got nothing, man. I'm blanking. I'm sorry.
No, that's all right. Don't you worry about it because, you know, everybody wanted Kelly to win. And so I think it's a dream ending for everybody. This was a tricky one for sure because the Fast and Furious movies do have silly titles. And
can I guess one though?
Weird ones for her, please.
Is it Resident Evil? Is one?
You're trying to rub it in. You want more points?
Wow.
That's the only Michelle Rodriguez movie I could think of.
Filthy winner.
Well, that doesn't matter because it didn't make the cut. They went with Furious 7. So
Furious
so close,
7.
Tom,
I was so close. I couldn't
7.
Remember which one was Fast, which one was Furious.
They're just all over the place. And then they're all over the road. And then Fast and Furious 6.
Mm.
Was just pretty simply titled with both of the titles and the six. And then she was also in the movie version of the TV show SWAT.
I knew she was a cop in something. She seems like a cop lady.
Freaking SWAT. Yeah. So there you go. There's the debut of the IMDb. And Kelly, you pulled it out. You did it. You're our winner today. And I'm excited to say, if you want to come back on Sunday at this same time, that is when, I'm not going to say who, but someone from Barbarian is going to be a guest on the show.
This worked out so much better.
Oh my God.
Because Kelly wrecked that movie too.
What can you join me Sunday at 2:00 Pacific time? Kelly?
Yeah, I'm down.
All right, cool.
Woo.
But you get to do your plugs first right now. What have you got to plug?
I'm going to be at Fest in Gainesville doing that festival. It's like a wrestling comedy punk festival in Halloween weekend.
Love it.
Yeah, that's my plug. And Holly Weirdo on all my social medias. Yeah.
And you'll be
Thank
on
you
Stand By Your
much.
Band defending Hanson.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, you guys got to work that out. You got to get that booking put together. And Tom Takar, promote yourself.
Yeah. So I will be on the road a bunch coming up. I'll be in Winnipeg at Rumors if you're there, but I am doing my first album, more importantly, at the Comedy Fort the second weekend in November. I think that's the 10th and 11th. So get over there. I'll be in Houston at the Riot, and I have two podcasts, Stand By Your Band, where me and we've already discussed on here, and then I have a football podcast about this season of the NFL that you can check out.
Where we who cares? Stuff.
The Three Horsemen. Yeah, it's not for your fans, I don't think, but we're the
show. Oh, maybe some of them. I don't begrudge anybody enjoying their football, but yeah. But thanks, Tom. Matt, what about you? Doug is going to be your special that'll be out on October 6th.
Yep, it'll be on moment.co. So go to moment.co/Matt Pronger to buy a ticket to watch my special. It'll be up for a few weeks, and then it'll be gone. And I don't know what I'll do with it next, but cool thing about Moment is you own it. You know, you can kind of put it on there if you want. And, you know, I wanted to make it kind of an event because it does have a crazy twist ending where I bring someone out of the audience and there's a reveal. It's almost like a magic trick. And I spent almost a year doing it in the road, this closer, and people would film it, and then I'd have to ask them to not put it up. And I'd catch yeah. people online and go, hey, can you take this down? And everyone, it was a peach. Everyone, to a man or a woman, was like, oh, shit, sorry. But it's one of those things I kind of wanted. I was like, oh, this is a good time to take the opportunity to make it an event and be like, don't spoil it. So, yeah, just go on there, and there'll be – I created merch that I think Doug – who was a 50-something shitbird that my wife and I met on vacation. And he was, you know, I think men need good examples, but we also need bad ones. Like guys we meet in our lives and we go, I can never become you when I'm your age. And that's Doug. So
don't become Doug. Yourself, Doug. Do. Yeah, just you know, don't do it. Dude.
But yeah, so that's that. October 6th, go to moment.co if you would like to watch it. So, yeah.
Awesome. Thank you all for being here today. I am going to be doing stand-up this Saturday at the American Comedy Company in Sweet Home San Diego at 4:20 with Mark Smalls, Natalie Cuomo. Who knows what else is going to happen there. DougLovesMovies.com for all my dates and deets, including the next Dynasty Typewriter show in L.A. and the next we're doing The Punchline in San Francisco coming up real soon. Thanks again to Kelly McInerney, Matt Bronger, Tom Takkar. As always, let's dance!
Woohoo! Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause Doug.